a lot just for a second. He's plus 7 in his last 3 games, I think, or 4 games. He's plus 22. Hasn't had a minus game since December 15th or 19th.
That.
I know. I'm jinxing him. But where do you see his game the last little while? I know we've talked about him.
Yeah. I just think that all of a sudden now he's playing more minutes. He's growing into that. Because you have to learn how to play those extra minutes. The one thing about Plaid, he just... When you play the game the right way and you're on the right side of pucks... You let your legs do the work and not your stick. Eventually, things are going to pay off for you, and that's what he does. And so, when you play the game the right way, usually down the road, it's going to pay off for you, and it has for him. And I think it's become one of those situations now that players like playing with him, and he is one of those players that. He doesn't jump out in front of the camera, and nor does he want to. And I think that also adds to the kind of, I don't know, what do you want to say, the aura of Andre Palat is he's just a humble, good guy and goes out there and goes about his business. And I think the guys, they respect that. And play the game the right way, good things will happen, and that's what's going on right now.
Has Steven been cleared for that? Those battle drills you talked about, or is it a mental thing, or are you still waiting to get full clearance on it?
You know, the last thing I do is talk to the doctors before I go to the media, so I can look you in the eye and say, I don't know.
Well, you would know if he was cleared for battle drills. You said that's the next step that he has to test here, probably in the next week.
He's
not talking today.
Yeah. That's more up to Stammer. About when we start going with this. Thing. Yeah. And, to be honest, and again, I'm just throwing this out. This is just my opinion only. But I think if that was to go on, I think he'd rather do it without 300 cameras around. Truthfully.
Yeah, honestly.
So, but that's just my opinion. If I was in his situation, I'd want to test the waters that way as well.
So if we were betting men, and we're not really betting men, Monday's practice in Minnesota might be. The opportunity for that.
Maybe.
I'm going to jinx you again here. Yeah, we've talked so much over the course of the season about how many injuries that you guys have had.
Yeah.
And you're like one guy away from being pretty much completely healthy.
But that's one major guy.
Right.
It's just not what's one integral part of our team.
No, absolutely. But just in a bigger picture, when you have everybody here and everybody's healthy, I mean, how does that change maybe how you consider a lineup or how do you?
Well, now you've got a couple more luxuries now, so it's not lineup by, do we have 20 guys
necessity.
Healthy? By necessity, you get to now you can structure your lineup different against sometimes. You're going to play a smaller, fast team. Your lineup may be a little different, as opposed to playing a big, strong, bruising team. But to me, I think what's more important is trying to get everybody in, because I'm a big believer in try and master your own game, not worry about what others do. And if you get everybody on the same page, it shouldn't matter really who you put in there. When the engine's working together and the pistons are going, it shouldn't matter who you have in.